This bonus content demonstrates what white noise sounds like as a background sound. Some sleepers prefer no background sound, brown noise, pink noise, or white noise. Practice with each option for a few nights to see what works best for you. Tonight on Sleep with Rock Stars, we'll sleep with Buzzcocks. As a special introduction to our upcoming series of short sleep tips called Singles Going Sleepy. If Sleep with Rockstars helps you relax or fall asleep, please subscribe in your favorite podcast app. Hook us up with a 5-star rating and kind review. You can support your good night's sleep by tossing a few dollars in our tip jar at sleepwithrockstars.com/support. Our fan club members gain early access to all of our episodes and special exclusive content as well. You can find it all at sleepwithrockstars.com/support. Welcome to Sleep with the Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast, because you deserve a good night's sleep, or whatever. I'm Sloane Spencer. In each Sleep with Rockstars Sleep Podcast episode, I will read from Wikipedia about your favorite Gen X musicians. You may find that the more you listen, the more your mind will begin to associate these stories with sleep. So feel free to return to each episode again and again. Repetition creates a signal to your brain that it's time to rest. And if the musical act isn't your favorite, that's perfectly okay. You don't need to pay close attention. Instead, let the words wash over you. Let their rhythm and softness lull you, not for interest, but for sleep. You are not here to be entertained. You are here to let go. Now let your breath guide you deeper into stillness. Take a moment to gently close your eyes. Let your body begin to rest. There's nowhere you need to be, nothing you need to do. This is your time. A time to let go of the day, unwind, and allow your mind to slow down. Breathe in, invite calm with each breath out. Release the tension. As your body begins to soften into the surface beneath you, imagine a gentle wave of warmth from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, carrying away the weight of the day. Buzzcocks are an English punk rock band. It's singer-songwriter-guitarist Pete Shelley and singer-songwriter Howard DeVito formed in Manchester in 1976. During their career, the band combined elements of punk rock, power pop, and pop punk. They achieved commercial success with singles that fused pop craftsmanship with rapid-fire punk energy. These singles were later collected on Singles Going Steady, and acclaimed compilation album music journalist and critic Ned Wright described as a punk masterpiece. DeVito left the band in 1977 and formed a magazine, after which Pete Shelley became the principal singer-songwriter. The classic lineup of Shelley, Steve Diggle guitar, Steve Garvey bass, and John Marr drums recorded Buzzcocks' first 3 albums, after which the band broke up in 1981 following a dispute with their record label. The band reunited in 1989 and released 6 more albums before Shelley's death in 2018. Prolific members during that time included Tony Barber bass and Phil Barker drums. The band has remained active, being anchored by longtime guitarist Diggle, who has since also assumed vocal duties. As of 2019, the band consists of Diggle, Danny Ferret drums, Chris Remington bass, and touring member Minnie Perizzoli guitar, backing vocals. This lineup released the band's 10th album, Sonics and the Soul, in 2022. Career early years. Howard Trafford, a student at Bolton Institute of Technology, who had been involved in electronic music, placed a notice in the college looking for musicians to play the Velvet Underground's song, Sister Ray. Fellow student Peter McNish, who had played in a rock band called Jets of Air, responded to the notice. By late 1975, Frank McNish had recruited the drummer and formed an early version of what would become Buzzcocks. The band formed in February 1976. McNish assumed the stage name Pete Shelley, and Trafford himself Howard DeVoe. DeVoe and Shelley chose the name Buzzcocks after reading the headline, "It's the Buzzcock," in a review of television series Rock Follies in Time Out magazine. The buzz is the excitement of playing on stage, and cock is Northern English slang, king friend. They thought the name captured the excitement of the nascent punk music scene. And that humorous sexual connotations on Pete Shelley's time working in a Bolton adult shop. Buzzcocks performed live for the first time on 1 April 1976 at their college. Garth Davies played bass guitar, and Mick Singleton, who also played in a local band, Black Cat Girl, played drums. After reading an anime review of the Sex Pistols' first performance in February 1976, Shelley and DeVoto traveled to High Wycombe together to see the band. Shelley and DeVoto were impressed by the show and arranged for the Sex Pistols to perform at the Lesser Free Trade Hall in Manchester in June 1976. Buzzcocks intended to play at this concert, but the other musicians dropped out, and Shelley and DeVoto were unable to recruit replacements in time for the gig. Once they had recruited bass guitarist Steve Diggle and drummer John Mayer, Buzzcocks made their debut opening for the Sex Pistols' second Manchester concert on 20 July 1976 at the same venue. A brief clip of DeVoto-era Buzzcocks performing the drugs, "I Can't Control Myself," appears in the documentary Punk Attitude, which was directed by Don Letts. Buzzcocks made their London debut at the Screen on the Green in support of The Clash and the Sex Pistols, while the next one they played the two-day 100th Love Punk Festival, which was organized by Malcolm McLaren and would later replace The Damned on the Anarchy in UK tour. In between these live performances, Buzzcocks began developing their own material and recorded an 11-track demo at Stockport Studios, which was eventually released in 1991. By the end of the year, Buzzcocks had recorded and released a 4-track EP called Spiral Scratch, which they released on their own label, New Hormones, making one of the first punk groups to establish an independent record label. The EP was produced by Martin Mannett at Indigo Sound Studios. The music was roughly recorded, consistently repetitive, and energetic. The EP was re-released in September 1979 and reached number 31 in the charts. In March 1977, DeVoto announced his departure from the band, expressing his dissatisfaction with the direction punk was taking in his statement, "I don't like movements. What was once unhealthily fresh is now a clean, old hat." He returned to college for a year and formed a band called Maggot. Pete Shelley took on the vocal duties for Buzzcocks and moved away from social commentary to adolescent themes. Steve Diggle switched from bass to guitar, and Garth Davies, also known as Garth Smith, rejoined Buzzcocks to play bass. The band joined The Clash as support on their White Riot tour. Mainstream success. The new lineup signed with United Artists Records at Electric Circus Manchester on 16 August 1977, the day Elvis Presley died. The first UA Buzzcocks single, Orgasm Addict, was released in October 1977. It was the start of a collaboration with producer Martin Rushent that would last until the end of the decade. The band embarked on a headlining tour, during which Smith was found to be unreliable and was replaced with Steve Harvey. Buzzcocks' next single, "What Do I Get," which was released in February 1978, reached number 37 in the UK chart. It was followed the next month by their debut album, Another Music in a Different Kitchen, which reached number 15 in the chart. In May, a band embarked on the entertaining Prince tour, while a third single, I Don't Mind, reached number 55 in the singles chart. In July, a fourth single, Be More, reached number 34. The band spent mid-1978 recording their second album, Love Bites, which reached number 13 in the chart. After a 26-state UK tour, Buzzcocks gained success as their single, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have, reached number 12 in the UK chart in October 1978. In December, the band released the single Promises, which reached number 20. The single's B-side, Lipstick, carried the same ascending progression of notes in its chorus as Magazine's first single, Shot by Both Sides, which was released earlier that year. In 1979, Buzzcocks prepared for their first European tour while working on new material. The band released the single, Everybody's Happy Nowadays, which reached number 29 in the chart. The tour that followed culminated at Aaron Smith Stadium. The concert was recorded and released in 1992 as Entertaining Prince. In mid-1979, the band completed the recording of the third album, while a second single, Harmony in My Head, which reached number 29 in the chart. The tour that followed culminated at Hammersmith Odeon. The concert was recorded and released in 1992 as Entertaining Friends. Prior to their first venture to the U.S., IRS Records released the band's singles compilation, Singles Going Steady There. The band's third album, A Different Meditation, was released at the end of September 1979, and reached number 26 in the chart while the band completed the second UK tour. The album's single, You Say You Don't Love Me, failed to chart. A period of inactivity stood until September 1980, when the double A-side, Why She's a Girl from the Chain Store, Our Everything, was released. It reached number 61 and was the band's last charting single. Two further singles, Strange Thing and Running Free, failed to chart while the band embarked on a truncated UK tour. Wake Up and Reunion. After recording demos for a fourth album, Buzzcocks disbanded in 1981. Ellie took up a solo career, and Dave Lamar formed Live Oak and Reunions, and released several singles between 1982 and 1989. Garvey formed Renovation and joined Blue Orchids, moving to New York shortly afterwards to continue with Motivation. Marr had joined Wah by the time Buzzcocks broke up. As of 2012, he owned John Marr Racing, a vintage Volkswagen performance tuning workshop on the Isle of Harris, Scotland. Between 1988 and 1989, EMI re-released much of Buzzcocks' back catalog on compact disc, CD, as well as a Peel Sessions album, in a box set called Product. This prompted the band to reform with the original lineup for a world tour. Marr was briefly replaced with the Smiths drummer Mike Joyce. In 1991, Buzzcocks released new material of the four-track EP Alive Tonight. In the US, interest in the band increased after IRS Records released the compilation album Roots Manual, Buzzcocks Best. Was followed 2 years later by the fourth studio album, Trave Test Transmission. In 1992, bassist Tony Barber and drummer Phil Barker joined Buzzcocks. This lineup toured with Nirvana in 1994, one of Nirvana's last tours. In 1996, Buzzcocks released the live album The French, which was recorded in Paris the previous year. Also in 1996, the band's fifth studio album, All Set, was released. Buzzcocks continued to tour, and in September 1999, they released the album Marr. In 2000, Root Records released the 1976 demos that were recorded while DeVito was in the band as Time's Up. This album includes alternate remixes of all the tracks from the EP Spiral Scratch, and early versions of tracks that later appeared on Another Music in a Different Kitchen. 21st Century. 2000, Ellie DeVito collaborated for the first time since 1976, producing the album Buzzkunst, Constrain the German Word for Art. The album is a mix of electronic music and punk. Buzzcocks toured to support for Pearl Jam in 2003 and released their 7th self-titled studio album. In 2005, as a tribute to BBC Radio 1 disc jockey John Peel, Shelley re-recorded Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have, with a group including Roger Daltrey, David Gilmour, Peter Hook, Elton John, Robert Plant, and several contemporary news bands. Proceeds from the single were donated to Amnesty International. Shelley also performed the song live by Plant, Daltrey, Gilmour, and Jeff Beck at the 2005 UK Music Hall. In April 2006, Barker left Buzzcocks and was replaced with Danny Ferrand. In March 2006, the band released their 8th studio album, Flatpack Philosophy, on Flicking Vinyl Records. On the supporting tour, Buzzcocks played on the leg of the mid-2006 Fans Warped Tour and made an appearance at Maximo Park's homecoming gig in Newcastle upon Tyne on 15 December 2007. In April 2008, Barber left the band and was replaced with Chris Winton. In January 2009, Buzzcocks embarked on a UK and European tour, Be Another Bites Tour, in which they played the first two albums in full, as well as an encore of their other hits. In the same year, Buzzcocks played in Serbia for the second time at the Exit Festival, Novi Sad. Their song, Why Can't I Touch It, was played in the second episode of the 6th season of the television series, Entourage. On 9 November 2009, Buzzcocks gave a performance on a small balcony overlooking Thames Street, Dublin, for the viral music show, Balcony TV. In December 2009, the band played as the main support act for the Courtiers. In August 2011, they headlined the first night of the Ribbon Festival in Bedfordshire. On 25 May 2012 in Manchester at the O2 Apollo, and on 26 May in Brixton at the O2 Academy, Buzzcocks performed with the original lineup, including Devoto. On 26 May 2012, the band announced for the first time they would headline Thursday night the Empress Ballroom Rebellion Festival in Blackpool, performing Breed's Public Image Limited and Social Distortion. On 1 May 2014, Buzzcocks released the album The Way, Pledge Music. On 13 September 2014, they played a brief but triumphant set at Riot Fest in Chicago, Illinois, U.S. In October 2014, they toured the UK for 3 weeks with the Dolly Rots as main speaker. In 2016, the band embarked on their 4-year anniversary tour, Buzzcocks 4. In 2017, Ink by Touch was featured in the opening segment of the Telltale Game, Guardians of the Galaxy. Shelley's death and aftermath. Shelley died on 6 December 2018 from a suspected heart attack at his home in Tallinn, Estonia. In June 20, Fox performed with several guest vocalists as a tribute to Shelley. The concert had been planned before his death. Steve Diggle said the Buzzcocks would continue, with the post-Shelley Buzzcocks being a new era. Sonics in the Soul, the band's first album without Shelley, was released in September 2022. It featured Diggle on all vocals, including the tribute to Shelley in the only track, You've Changed Everything Now. Style. Buzzcocks are a punk rock band that exhibited crisp melodies, charming guitars, and biting lyrics. According to Mark Deming of AllMusic, instead of drawing political lyrical themes, the band brought an intense, brilliant vigor to the 3-minute pop song. Powered by Shelley's alternate youth-flinging and anguished lyrics about adolescence and love, backed by melodies of concise and memorable, Buzzcocks' distinctive sound combines catchy pop melodies with punk guitar energy, not quite unusually tight and skillful in the section. They theme musical and lyrical sophistication. By the end, they were quoting American writer William S. Burroughs, A Different Kind of Pension, proclaiming their catechism in the anthem, I Believe, and tuning into a fantasy radio station on which their songs could be heard, Legacy. Buzzcocks have had a significant impact on American punk, hardcore, and indie rock acts, being cited as an influence by the Genesis guitarist East Bay Ray, Arte Quartz, Whiskey Doo, Super Chunk, and Dag Nasty. The Smiths' Johnny Marr has stated that Buzzcocks influenced them massively in the way we approached our record sleeves and our choice of independent record company. Because of the Buzzcocks, we took on a Mancunian DIY ethic. Buzzcocks' name was combined with the title of Sex Pistols' album, Nevermind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols, to create the title of the long-running UK comedy television panel game show, Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Diggle said in his autobiography, Ian Shelley only granted the BBC use of the name under the impression it would be a one-off, probably unsuccessful pilot, and that they are now mildly disgruntled the name is more readily associated in Britain with the series than with the band. Shelley appeared on the program in 2000, and host Mark Lamar introduced Shelley by saying, without Buzzcocks, the Beatles, Smiths, or Radiohead, and the show would be called Nevermind Tour Retreating. Mark Deming of AllMusic called Buzzcocks one of the best, most influential punk bands of all time. Current, Steve Diggle, vocals, guitar, 1977 through 1981, 1989 progressed, bass, 1976 through 1977. Dan Ear, drums, 2006 through present. Mr. Minton, bass, 2008 through present. Sure, Manny Parazzoli, guitar, backing vocals, 2019 through present. Warmer, Ellie, vocals, guitar, 1976 through 1981, 1989 through 2018. Done. 2015. Howard the Boogaloo, lead vocals, 1976 through 1977, 2012. Greg Smith, bass, 1976, 1977. Nick Singleton, drums, 1976. John Marr, drums, 1976 through 1992. Backing vocals, 1977 to 1978. Barry Adams, bass, 1977. Steve, bass, 1977 to 1980. Mike Jones, drums, 1990 to 1991. Steve Gibson, drums, 1990. Bass, 1990. U.S. The Arthur, 1992 to 2006. Discography, studio albums, Another Music in a Different Kitchen, 1978. Moth Bites, 1978. A Different Kind of Digital, 1979. Panza, 1991. Hearing Test Transmissions, 1993. All Set, 1996. Modern, 1999. Buzzcocks, 2003. Glad Philosophy, 2006. Away, 14. Some Legacy, Soul. This episode was recorded July 9, 2020.